Is there a Buddhist equivalent or analog to the soul? There is. It's that which causes suffering. Keep the that sense of, because you know that sense of soul is this, you know, there's some intrinsic separate kind of me in there, and yeah, that assumption is the seed for so much suffering. It's also interesting. I mean, like with the word anatta as not, say, non-self, and early Buddhist translators used to call it, you know, no soul. Counteract the very strong Christian teaching and belief systems. But say anatta as non-self or not-self is that's your middle way. In the Pali language, the word for self is atta. So there's atta, that sense of self, the holding to a sense of individual selfhood, soul, that either is sort of indestructible and whatever merges with the universe or reincarnates for an eternity for you and never dies, sort of thing. But that sense of atta itself is an extreme position that is conducive to suffering, because it isn't in accord with reality. The other extreme is viratta, which is like negation of self, negating or annihilation of self, annihilation of soul. And then the anatta of non-self or not-self is your point of balance, where you're starting to recognize that this body, this mind, these mental states, if it were really self or soul, then we should have some sort of control over it. Or at least a decent self or soul would. but it's a bad deal when it changes all the time. So it's just not worth calling it a soul. So that sense of seeing the non-self nature of phenomena, both physical and mental, that's your place of balance for finding peace.